Good evening, glory, hallelujah to ya. What the heck's your story? What's going through ya? Welcome, it's Wednesday night. This is the glorified version of a Bassin talk show. Hello, Bass Galaxy. How you doing? Aloha. Woo! That's what I'm saying. Yes. Hey, we're excited. We're excited to be back here. Andy Ellenberger, give yourself a round of applause. Andy, producing the heck out of this thing. Heck yeah. Heck yeah. Joining us for the first time ever tonight on the chat board, Jimmy Macis. Yeah. Old Jimmy's here. River Jimmy. Small Mod Jimmy in the house. And I'm your host, Pat Renwick. Hey, yes, it's Wednesday night. It is, yes. We're excited. This is the first time ever that we've kind of had this sort of dynamic duo on the show. And we actually have three guests. We have three guests tonight. We have Brandon Palahniuk. Yeah, give it up for Brandon Palahniuk. He's an amazing angler, as you know. His credentials, his resume speaks for itself. We also have international filmmaker, adventurer, Kyle Van Dever on the show tonight. Yes. And also one of the greatest anglers in the world. Pound for pound, one of the greatest anglers in the world. For the first time ever on the Stray Cast show, Vandy Hammer. What? Yeah. What? Vandy Hammer's here. What the heck's going on with this world when Vandy Hammer's in the house? He's taking things over. He's going to tell us about proper bassing and life in the bass lane. You know how that deal goes right there. Everybody feeling all right? I feel good. I feel good for a Wednesday night. Hey, I want to remind everybody, like and share this live Facebook feed tonight. And what you have is a chance to win. We put you in a randomizer, and at the end of the show, we're going to announce your name here, and you got a chance to win two very special Berkeley crankbaits. Give it up. Yeah, that's right. Like and share for your chance to win. You're like, two crankbaits. Who cares? You want these. You want these. I promise you want these. Two of them. Two special crankbaits from Berkeley. Now, here's the Grand Poobah Prize. And these cats don't even know about it. It's the Brandon Palahniuk Vandy Hammer Grand Poobah Prize. That's right. Yes, like and share the live Facebook feed for your chance to win the Palahniuk. That's right. The Palahniuk Vandy Hammer prize. That's the deal. That's the deal right there. Okay, that's mute that thing. There it is. All right. Hey. Again, like and share the live Facebook feed, and boom, you got a chance to win at the end of the show. We'll announce your name live. What else is going on in the world? Goodness gracious, lithium lightness is the deal these days, and thank you, Impulse Lithium. Bill Wheedler and family, that's the new hot batteries on the market. If you haven't heard about it, Impulse Lithium, check them out. Also, whoa, did you hear that? That was Supersonics. Check this out. I got in the mail today. Thank you, Sims Fishing. The new rubber boots, the new amazing Sims rubber boots. Check them out. It's nuts. Absolutely. I can't believe how comfortable they are. And I was like walking around in the house with them today. I like them. You know who else likes them? Is my buddy Seth Bartholomew Giuseppe Fighter. He loves those things. He absolutely loves them. Hold on one second. Did you see all that? I was directing air traffic. I think what we got to do is get rid of those headphones right there because I'm getting an echo through them. I hear what's going on. Oh, then turn it off. Mute it. There you go. Hit the mute button on the thing. Simply turn it off, and then we won't get the echo. Boom. All right, so back to the Sims boots. So I can't believe how comfortable the dang things were. Walking around the house all, and I get a phone call today. And who else got their Sims boots was my buddy Seth Bartholomew Fighter. He got his new Sims boots in, and guess what? Guess what? More important than that, it's Seth's dog's Echo's birthday today. Yes, give it up for Echo. Heck yeah, happy 7th birthday, Echo.
That's a good boy. That's a good boy, Echo.
That's right. Heck yeah. Happy birthday, Echo. Echo Fighter. You're an awesome dog. Speaking of my other buds, we have a very special deal going on here. There is a Bass Galaxy PSA, public service announcement from Matthew Robertson tonight. Yes, guffaw, be in awe, I know. But this is a serious thing. Matt Robertson has something to say. Now, it's going to be toward, you know, it'll be when Brandon and Vandy Hammer are on, and he's got a PSA. He's got something to say, and all I got to say is you better be ready for this one because it's something else. Speaking of new and exciting Bass Buzz out right now. We just did the Bass Buzz with Keith Carson. That's available on the Straightcast, iTunes, and wherever you listen to Straightcast podcasts. Speaking of brand new again, NPFL, NFLW, tomorrow kicks off. Give it up for those guys out there. Our horses in the race in both of those deals out there, the NPFL and the FLWs. Hey, I want to say keep your eye out, Half a Spot Official. If you have not downloaded the Half a Spot app, you may want to do so. There's some amazing goodness coming your way, and I think next week we have a major announcement with Half a Spot Official coming up. With that being said, I think everybody knows that at Stray Cast on Wednesday nights, this is the official home of the official brown liquor of Bassin. To take your whiskey home, take it right to Luke Foley's home. Right there with Courtney and Luke Foley, the whiskey gypsy and gypsette. Welcome. Wow.
How you doing, guys?
Hey, you have Onum hats on.
We do.
Is that because of Matthew's public service announcement tonight?
No, it's because of his good finish at Chickamauga.
Oh, that's right. That's right. He did do good. Yes, we know that. Yeah. Of course, congratulations, yeah. Matt. But still not good enough. I love you, Matt, but still not
coming,
good enough.
Though. Yeah. It's coming.
Yeah, it's coming. You know that, Veronica Vaughn. It's coming.
It's coming.
You guys look amazing. You look happy. You look cheerful as usual. And I enjoy that about you all the time. And for those of you just tuning in for the first time, possibly, Wednesday nights here, we have a thing called the Tin Cup Whiskey. What's it called, Courtney? The Tin Cup Whiskey what?
The word of the day.
The word of the day. Word of the week. All that good stuff, as our buddy Z would say. But here's the thing. Luke Foley tells you a word. And when you hear that word, you take a sip. Just like Courtney's doing right there. Simultaneously, as we call it in broadcasting. And Luke Foley just did. You take a sip, and we ask that when you hear this word, you sip whatever you want. You can sip Tin Cup Whiskey. You can sip a Cafe Mocha Choca. You can sip a nice cold Coca-Cola or a watermelon-infused water. Whatever you choose. I have everything here in front of me. It's a plethora of beverages. But we ask that you please sip responsibly whatever you may choose to sip. Right, Luke? Right,
yes,
Court?
Absolutely. You got to be careful.
Yeah. So, I mean, here's the deal. Have a damn good time tonight. And whenever you hear the word, what? Take a swig. What?
Cold. Let's go with cold.
Yes.
Cold?
Yeah.
A cold spring, like the coldest in history. What do you think?
It snowed on Monday.
I was living in your parts of the woods. Yes, I know.
Yes.
I understand this well. And, I don't like it. I don't like it. I don't know. But anyway.
I said I was going to call into work. I kept saying, I'm not going to work today. There's snow on the ground. It's April. It's stupid.
Yeah.
But I went anyway.
Mother Nature has not been cool. Well, I'm glad you went to work. It shows you're motivated. There you go. But anyway, spring has sprung. Time's coming. When you hear the word cold, I guess. I don't know if I like that, Luke. I'm just being honest. You know, I'm not fun kind of guy.
What do we want to do then?
I don't know. I mean, like, how about Prodigy? How about Prodigy?
Yeah, do Prodigy.
Cold Prodigy and Hot Prodigy. Have you ever had a hot prodigy, Luke Foley? Have you ever been hot prodigied or just in college twice?
I think I thought I was once.
Yeah.
But
I will not ask Veronica Vaughn that question.
Yeah.
Hey.
Oh, my God.
So if you hear prodigy or cold, then you take a swig of whatever you choose and sip responsibly for the tin cup whiskey word of the week. Hey, Whiskey Gypsy and Courtney, guess what? There's two prizes tonight. There is a like and share for the Vandy Hammer Palinick Extravaganza Super Mega Hella Pack. And there's also the Super Deluxe Twofer Berkeley Crankbait Pack. So there's two prizes tonight. Like and share the live Facebook feed and kaboom kapow, wada wada bing bang. There it is, right there. And you got your deal. Everything cool in Tin Cup Land?
Yeah, we're doing good.
How's your team? How's your team? They doing good?
Yeah.
Everybody's good. Yeah. The I mean Matthew just had a good finish and Seth's got the still got the under 50s. We need Seth kicking it. He's going to do it, right?
He'll be all right. He'll be all right.
Yeah. We need 10 cup cheerleaders is basically the whole premise of all this. Yeah. And I want that done. Get that
I
in.
Can arrange that.
Get that in the thank you. But that's all I want. Get it in the No, we don't it's not for them. It's for me. I brought this all up for me. So basically when you guys do what do you call them? Activations? Activations? Yeah, yeah when you do activations then you simply have cheerleaders next time.
Okay. I'll work on it.
That's all I ask. Bass Galaxy, all else we ask is to put those power poles down. Don't go anywhere. Thank Courtney and thank the Whiskey Gypsy. And thank goodness for Bass Fishing Talk Shows because we got Vandy Hammer and Palinick, double prodigies. Kyle Van Dever, three guests, all kinds of crazy stuff.
Yeah.
Put those put the power poles down. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
This is the mountain, and this is Mountain Whiskey. Unspoiled, untamed, forever wild. There's no safety net, no way down. Up here, it's just man and the mountain and his tin cup. Tin Cup Whiskey. Mountain Whiskey.
Step up your game. It has been said that professionals are only as good as the tools they work with. And Alpha Angler has developed the ultimate set of tools for you, the competitive angler. Alpha Angler custom rods, brought to fruition by the passion of master craftsman Jake Boomer and 2017 BASS Angler of the Year, Brandon Palinick. Alpha Angler rods are custom made in the USA. Designed and engineered to be perfect, Alpha Angler utilizes a very unconventional approach to making the very best bass rods, from drop shotting to flipping. Alpha Angler's focus is on building perfectly balanced tournament-grade bass rods at an affordable price. Join the Alphalution today and purchase direct at alphaangler.com. Step up your game. alphaangler.com.
The TH Marine HydroWave H2 KVD Edition is a surefire way to ignite a feeding frenzy. The HydroWave utilizes a sound-emitting technology that imitates baitfish and other feeding fish below the surface that preys on the competitive nature of bass and other game fish to get you more bites. The HydroWave is another way that TH Marine has you covered from transom to trolling motor.
Ladies and gentlemen, throughout bass in history, there have been dynamic duos. Dance, Martin, Velvic, Ish Monroe, KVD, Zona, and now the likes of the famous crew, Vandy Hammer and Brandon Palinick, Bass Galaxy, give it up. For the first time ever on this show, Vandy Hammer and the one and only, again, Brandon Palinick on the Stray Cash Show. What's up, gents? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, and I see both of you, and you both look amazing. Can you see me as well? Sure. Give me an internet high five. Internet high five.
Got better. This is my first podcast. You gotta like let me shine.
Yeah. Oh, believe me, we're gonna shine you like at the shoe shine booth. You're get ready. Get ready. Cause all kidding aside, Bass Galaxy, give it up for these guys. Seriously. Round of applause for this amazing historic duo right here. Yes. 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 We're not worthy. We've been compared to Wayne's World before, but now we're really Wayne's World. We're not worthy. But all right, so first I have three guests tonight, and I got to clear this up. Who am I? I'm talking to Vandy Hammer or Kyle Vandever right now.
This is Kyle Vandever. Vandy Hammer is still
Vandever. I say it. I always say Vandever.
Oh, Vandever, Vandever.
Okay, but I said, what's the correct way to say it? How do you?
My family's always said Vandever.
Vandever.
Yeah.
That's way more sophisticated than my Chicago way of saying it, so I like it.
Yeah, it's for sure.
Yeah, thanks, Brandon. The
hey, you didn't ask.
I did ask. I did say. But okay. So who am I talking to then?
You got Kyle here.
Okay, I got Kyle Danny first. Yeah. So I'm glad I got Kyle, and then we'll get to Vandy Hammer in a second. And of course, Brandon Palahniuk is Brandon Palahniuk. So first, I ask Brandon Palahniuk this question: Brandon, who is Vandy Hammer?
Who is Vandy Hammer?
Yeah, to you, who is Vandy Hammer?
That would be on here.
Yeah,
Vandy Hammer is the. You know that buddy that always tells stories about the fish that he caught. But every photo looks like it may be photoshopped.
Yeah, seen that
and
guy.
You're like, yeah, show me a photo of that bass. And
seen that
like,
guy. Yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah.
That's him?
That's him.
I know the type.
That's his, you know, he's a little, you know, he's out there. He's got his own way of doing things.
Okay. Okay. Okay, that's good. That's good. That's good. So I ask you now, Brandon.
Know, you really don't get the full understanding until you see him. I mean, you guys didn't get to see because our video hadn't started yet, but just to give an example of the day-to-day life of Vandy Hammer, as you guys were calling into us, we were cleaning up the beer that he spilled in Tiff's office because we're actually in Tiff's office
in the
house right now.
Yikes.
And he spilled his entire beer all over.
PBR.
All the computer electronics,
Prodigy,
and Tiff's paperwork, and so we were cleaning that up.
When you hear Prodigy, you take a drink and drink responsibly. So we'll see. Tin cup whiskey. The
day to day life.
Okay, so that's
remember when I told you I was like, he's not going to show up any earlier than 4:15, even though he's supposed to be here at 4, and I guarantee you it's probably closer to 4:45.
It was like 4:44.
It was like 4, yeah.
That's my lucky number, too, Vandy Hammer. So,
fours?
Yeah, 4:44. Yeah.
I dig it.
That's my mojo.
It's like we're meant to be.
Okay, so, yeah, it's exactly. It's kismet. Okay, so now I ask you this, Brandon. Who is your... Who is Kyle? Who is Kyle Vandever West? Who is he?
Kyle's one of my best friends.
Okay, okay.
I mean... Kyle Vandever, Kyle Vandever.
Vandever last.
Vandever.
We're just
going
to call him
Vandever
last. Edwin Evers. Yeah. Is it Evers or Evers? You know, Edwin got mad at me once when I said his name wrong. Couldn't even take a joke.
Is it Edwin Evers?
Yeah.
It's Evers, but I know it's Evers, but Tommy Sanders said Evers, and then I said, is it Evers or Evers? And then he got mad.
Last names are hard. Tommy said my name three different ways in one show one time.
Palbuzniak.
Yeah.
You have a slew of... All nicknames.
Yeah. Last names are tough.
But Kyle, I mean.
So, yeah, back to the point of matter.
Kyle's salt of the earth.
Okay. I mean, gotcha.
Great work ethic. He still may be a little late from time to time on certain things. But he's got a good heart, good soul, good work ethic. And he is the other third, I guess you would call it, that makes the BMP Fishing, the series on YouTube.
I like it. He's a man's man.
Filming?
Yeah.
He's a filming, editing machine.
I see.
Best in the business.
I see.
And, yeah.
Yeah.
Much nicer
Vandy
things.
Hammer's worst nightmare.
I see it. I see it. The, so, I mean, and and Kyle is a man's man. I mean, he's an international man of mystery, and we'll get to that Kyle Van Deverlast in a little bit. But now let's I am going to turn it to the man Vandy Hammer. Hello, Vandy Hammer.
What's happening?
And welcome to the Stray Cast Show. It's amazing to have you here. I got to say, it's an honor.
It's not even his real accent.
Is this where I plug 1099?
You could do that whenever you want. Vandy Hammer's Vandy Hammer. He does what he wants. You know, he's like Napoleon Dynamite. You know what I mean? But better.
Real prodigy.
Yeah. okay, so I ask, welcome to the show. And I ask you, wait, what did you say, Brandon? It's not his real name? Wait, what? What did you say, Brandon, before that?
No, it's not. Usually he's throwing you some different kind of accent. I don't know if he's embarrassed of his real voice or what.
Vandy Hammer's kind of a mythological creature at times. He shifts. He's a shapeshifter. He's a one hell of a fisherman, that's for sure.
I could see that. Pound for pound, the greatest angler he knows.
Yeah, and your mom's favorite bass fisherman.
Yeah, yeah. I hear you're good with it. You're good with the MILF. I heard
I'm actually surprised there's not a picture of him back there in your mom's basement.
Yeah, I mean, there's pictures of Brandon Hackney, Aaron. There's Zona, Bill Dance, Johnny Cox.
Mom keeps the Vandy Hammer pictures upstairs.
That must be in the special part, if you know what I mean. And you leave my ma out of this, I'll kick your ass, Palinik. You hear me? All right, she's an angel, for crying out loud. But anyway, that's the South Side in me come out real quick. Sorry, Brandon. That's like that was the pit bull in me. I'm sorry.
Hey, South Side Chicago.
Yeah, that was the shameless in me. Just happened to pop. But okay, so Vandy Hammer, pleasure to have you on the show. And whatever shape you may have shifted into at this moment, I ask you, who is Brandon Palinik?
Well, Vandy Hammer didn't go to school with Brandon, but Kyle went to school with Brandon Palinik.
Yeah. Well, I asked you about Vandy Hammer to give the Vandy.
Oh, Vandy Hammer. Vandy Hammer.
Yeah, we don't. Kyle doesn't exist yet. We might let him in later. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well,
this is like a therapy session. Brandon asked me to do this. It's an intervention. Go ahead.
Brandon called my hotline number, Vandy Hammer teaches you to fish.com, and he was looking for lessons. And this was back in what? 2000.
I don't know why you're looking at me.
2010, I think. I have the emails. But he was looking for a mentor, someone that he could look up to, and obviously someone who could teach him how to fish. So Vandy Hammer was born, and kind of just he's grown from there. It's his legacy just keeps growing. He's tutored the names of Carl Jochensen.
Yes, heard Brandon. About that.
Yeah, he's not too bad of an angler, but most everything he's learned has been Vandy Hammer's doing.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
no
comment. Okay.
No.
Well, that's Brandon to you, Vandy.
No, I'm just letting the defamation papers stack up.
What's your lawyer's name, Brandon?
Well, he's my manager, so.
Okay, is Kyle there? Where's
yep,
Kyle?
Kyle's here.
Oh, hey, Kyle. Kyle, I want to ask you, who is Brandon Palinik?
Well, Brandon is one of my best friends, if not my best friend, and he's kind of more of a brother to me, to be honest.
Okay.
Went to high school together, and we weren't super close in high school. But we kind of...
It's weird because we both wore puka shell necklaces, but...
Nice. You know, I have them on right now. Look, I actually have puka shells on. If you can
see. Oh.
Yeah, like that's joining the They're club. Rasta. They're Rasta puka shells. So yeah,
does this make us like the three best friends?
Did we? You want to build bunk beds later? Practice karate in Brandon's garage? I do.
If you've seen the woodwork in Mags the Van, you might be a little cautious of his woodworking skills.
We're going to talk about woodwork later. Don't you worry.
Yeah. Okay.
yeah,
bring it.
So that's great. I mean, Kyle, that's one of your besties. No doubt about it. And you guys have been through some thick and thin together, as I can tell. as I can tell. Because it takes a very, I mean, for we're jumping ahead a minute, but for what you guys do in bass fishing, in the roles that you guys play, the hats you wear, not only tournament angler, Brandon Palahniuk, but guy capturing stuff, Kyle. I mean, and that's a big, it's a big deal. Historically, you know, as we said in jest at the beginning of the show, one of the greatest dynamic pairs in bassin, but truly, truly it is. Yes, you're a good team. Let me tell you, we'll get to that. So I ask you, Brandon Palahniuk, before we move on to this, and we're just cutting to the chase right away, getting this out. Who is the real prodigy, Brandon Palahniuk? Who is the real prodigy? You are. You raised your hand for those listening in podcast world tomorrow.
Given, I mean, the name was given to me by Dave Mercer. I haven't really ever heard him call anyone else that.
Okay. I'd like to talk to Vandy Hammer.
You may speak.
He's here.
I now call Vandy Hammer to the stand. The yeah,
this is where I unplug his mic.
Vandy Hammer and I would. Down on his mic. I mean, come on, but I need you to step it up a notch. I mean, I'm just being real. Who's the real prodigy? Who's the real prodigy, Vandy Hammer? Come on.
Well, per Brandon's defamation suit of Vandy Hammer, I'm going to say for the record, Vandy Hammer is the real prodigy.
Okay. So you're the real prodigy and Brandon is the prodigy.
So when I looked for the trademark, the prodigy was taken.
Okay.
So the only way I could figure out a workaround was to get the real prodigy. So I am the real prodigy.
I get it. Okay. And it's trademarked, TM'd.
TM'd.
Has Brandon infringed on any of that? Do you think, or do we need to talk about this, or is that something that
there was some things in the works, but
I have no use for any of that.
What do you mean? What does that even mean? Like some is Brandon? Yeah, so Brandon like, knows
what
exactly.
Am I gonna do, put it on a t-shirt.
Brandon's more of the opposite, the polar of Vandy Hammer. Vandy Hammer is more all talk. No game. Game.
He's all
and Brandon all is more game.
He's all fluff.
Less talk.
Yeah.
Yeah. The real prodigy is all talk, no walk. The prodigy is all walk, no talk.
Aha. Aha. Uh-huh. All right. Yeah, so
slight,
which one?
Slight difference. There's just a slight variation there.
Yeah. So which one has more BDE? Would you say? You guys know Bandy what Hammer. Bandy Hammer has more bass dictated energy.
Exactly.
Okay.
I like where you went with that.
Thank you. Thank you.
Have you ever seen Vandy Hammer's bank beatdown?
I have. He's very agile. He's a very agile cat. He's like a
it's all about the mobility.
Yeah. It's not how deep you fish, it's how you wiggle your worm, is what I could tell from the Vandy Hammer videos. Mm. Is what I'm saying. But Vandy Hammer, great to have you in the bassin world. So,
Thank you.
Just to clear this, we got this straight. The real prodigy is Vandy Hammer, and Palahniuk is the prodigy. The prodigy. Yeah.
I don't know if that's lesser or more, but I guess by definition, that's what we're given.
And we'll accept this. We totally will accept this for the masses, this definition. How come Kyle keeps getting red, Brandon, throughout this whole, like, Kyle, you seem like you're flush.
This first podcast.
This is the big time for me, man.
We're popping your podcast cherry.
There's not many cameramen that get this opportunity. I feel pretty,
is he getting more and more red?
He seems almost Norwegian red, if that's a red.
Is he less red?
How do you get the good light and I don't get the good light?
He's Brandon Palahniuk. He's the prodigy. Cares. Duh. You know that.
I told you, I already tried to fix this for everybody and just turn it. But
hey, you guys look amazing. You're doing great there in Tiff's office, too.
Yeah, thanks. It's very nice of her to let us borrow it because mine's out in the shop. And when you live in the middle of Idaho, well, you just don't have service everywhere.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you guys are there and you're making it happen. That's for sure.
This is actually probably the best service we've ever had while doing this show.
Well, I'm glad you guys are there.
I got a double. Did you hear the double echo?
I hear it now.
It's Papa Chulio in.
Yeah. Oh.
How'd we get that? How'd we get that all of a sudden?
I don't know. Something happened in the... Oh, there it goes. It's gone. Okay, but any hoots, I want to start talking about, and I'm not going to go back and forth with Kyle and Vandy Hammer anymore. Now, if you, we are joining you and shape-shifting you into one celestial being and joining me in the multiverse. Are you ready for this?
Ready.
Okay.
Hey, Pat, one second.
Okay, hold on one second. Andy's...
Brandon, if you could turn your guys' mics up just a little bit.
Turn them up? Yep.
Yeah, you're just a little quiet.
How about now?
That's much better.
Better?
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay.
Kaboom.
Thank you.
Thanks, Gingy. There it is right there. Okay, so now we're unifying the entities, Vandy Hammer and Kyle.
Oh, geez.
Yes, morphing into one, because I can't just be referring to two people this whole damn thing. And then
it's confusing.
Yeah, I mean, because I mean, because Kyle, like, are they both sponsored by 1099 Jakes? I don't even know. Like, I don't even know who his title is. I don't even know, Brandon. But
sometimes I call and I'm like, hey, how's the Santee Cooper edit? And he's like, shut up. And then other times I call and I'm like, hey, how's the Santee Cooper edit coming? And like, oh, it's good. I'm working on selects, you know, making some ground. I'm like, who am I talking to?
Like, here's the thing. This dude, Kyle, is a freaking man's man. I ain't kidding you. Like, I mean, Palahniuk, let's get real about it. He's an international freaking adventurer. He's a, he can, that's like, real. I mean, the dude's, he's got the strength of 50 men. He's an international playboy. I mean, I don't even know what to tell you.
Some of the things coming out of your mouth that are true and some aren't. And I'm going to let the, I'm going to let the viewers decide which are true and which ones aren't.
Hey, bud, I'm going from a viewer's POV. You know him personally. I don't. I know Kyle from seeing him at events. And I'm like, that's a cool freaking camera guy. That's what I say to myself.
With this.
Yeah. He is the only guy I know that's ridden a moped from the top to the bottom of Vietnam.
It was technically a motorcycle.
Yeah, okay.
Well, that's still badass, bud.
Yeah,
I mean, seriously, you are like the world's most interesting cameraman next to James Overstreet, in my opinion.
Yes,
so,
exactly.
Okay.
I tried to find a Vespa, but that didn't work.
I hitchhiked to Mexico on my 21st birthday. True story.
No way.
Yeah, and got wasted on tequila. It was great. And played You Really Got Me with a Mariachi
from where,
band.
Zapata?
No, I was in Arizona. I was in Tempe, Arizona, but still.
Oh. Still.
Yeah, still an accomplishment.
That's a 21st birthday to remember.
You better believe
or
it,
forget.
Buddy. You really got me. Wow. We covered that. But hey, but seriously. Man's man, Kyle, you are, and you do a lot of things. Like, okay, one second I see you like in New Zealand or something, then you're like in the mountains in like I don't know where, somewhere in the West in America, in a van, like in a cool van, and then next thing I know, I'm like, you're like, oh, decided to live on this sailboat for the month. You know, it's like, and I don't know. And then you got like, then you're on an island with DiCaprio and a woman of each hair color. How do you pull all this off? How do you do it? How do you do it?
Mostly Photoshop, to be honest.
No, no, this is Kyle talking, not Vinny.
Oh,
no. Oh, oh. Oh. No, seriously, Kyle, like, let's think about this for real. Because first off, your buddy Brandon Palahniuk, respectfully, one of the greatest anglers in the game, okay? Doing amazing things for himself. And then he entrusts in you to basically show him to his full potential. That's a lot to entrust in another human. You know, I understand it. I have that with the Ginger Ninja. You know what I mean? With my producer. It's like, that's something that, I mean, it's pretty special in bass fishing, and you guys are shining examples of it. So
no, I think that's true. Like you said too, I think it takes a team in anything that you do. And you see that with everybody, that's all the anglers on the road. They have a team behind them. And really, we've been fortunate, I think, to have a pretty close knit team with me, Brennan, and Tiff and Bella. I think I'm pretty fortunate to be able to do what I do. And Brennan makes it pretty easy to shoot video of makes it exciting most of the times, except for Chickamauga in 2000 last year.
Or any time we've ever been to Knoxville and I've almost killed you.
Yeah, Knoxville has been a rough one.
Why? I mean, explain, please.
Go ahead. I'll let you go ahead and tell them, and then I'll jump in and give the explanation of
what's
my
wrong.
Point
what's
of view.
Why did Knoxville?
So both times we've been to Knoxville. The first time was a classic. Mm-hmm. 2019. Yeah.
Yep.
It was cold. It was really cold.
I remember. Yep.
And Brandon decided to, hey, I'm going to make an hour and 20 minute run. And I'm sitting here with not much clothes. Like I had my outerwear on, rain gear.
Kyle's been filming since the start of 2018. And it wasn't until this season that I finally got him to properly dress.
What's wrong with him?
Like I finally,
and you have one of the finest apparel sponsors ever.
Properly, like he has all his Sims gear, but he'd be like, "Ah, no, I'm good. I'm good." I'm like, "No, really, you should layer up.
It's a man's man.
Bring gloves." And he's like, "Nah, man's man. I'm good. You know that that man's man thing."
Yeah,
I thought I could tough it out the first time in Knoxville. I thought I could tough it out, and I had contacts in when we're making this hour and a half run, and we finally get to Brandon's spot an hour and a half later. And I go to open my eyes and my contacts are frozen, like icicle frozen. And so that was an experience. That was 2019 was tough, but the last year in Knoxville was the day two.
Yeah. When Gussie won, it rained all day.
Yeah. It rained all day and it was like 45 degrees. And you know, when you're just like soaked to the bone chilled, most people wear rain boots. I wore tennis shoes and had no gloves.
Gotta have rubber boots.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely should have stocked up on the Sims gear there. But yeah, that was a cold one. I just remember I was filming. It was like three quarters of the way through the day, maybe halfway. And I'm just like mentally, that day was the day I realized I would never cut it as like a Navy SEAL.
Not so happening. Sad.
And I just looked at, like, I was filming and I think I wasn't even filming Brandon. I just got to the point where I was like looking at the water, just like the time couldn't go fast enough. And I was broke there. I think I broke. And I like,
he did.
Brandon, I just remember Brandon. I can hear him in my ear from the microphone. And he's like, are you okay? And like, I look up and he's like looking at me from like 50 yards away.
Yeah. I'm fishing down. I'm just going to give you this. My point of view.
Okay, yeah, because I want to hear him breaking. Yeah. I want to hear this.
And so this is right. This is 2 years after we've been on the same body of water under similar conditions, and he's been like, "No, I'm good." And so in the morning, I'm like, "Hey, it's gonna rain all day. I've got two pairs of rain boots. Do you want a pair?" And he's like, "Nah, I'll be good. It's going to be like 45 and rain. I'll be good.
I'll be all right."
Like, are you sure? I have two pair. You can wear
He's like,
one.
I'm an international traveler, bro.
He's like, I'm good. I rode all the way from the top of Vietnam.
Right.
Down
on a moped.
Japan and okay. Bali and everywhere.
Abu Dhabi.
Like, okay, fine. So we leave the camper, right? It rains. It is cold, but if you're dressed for it, you're fine. Like, I was warm all day. I never complained. I kept fishing all day. But at one point, I'm going down this stretch of riprap. And I look over because I haven't heard him say anything. And normally, we're joking on the water all day. And I look over. And this is nothing against homeless people. But if you've ever seen like a homeless man standing on the corner in a downpour of rain.
Yeah.
And you just feel terrible for him. And like you want to help them. And I'm like, hey, I've got extra gloves. You want some gloves?
Like Dumb and Dumber
gloves either.
Yeah.
No, I'm good.
Don't need
So
these.
Finally, I just, he's just standing there. He's not filming. He's not doing anything. I could have caught three 10 pounders and no one would have ever saw it because the camera is just put away somewhere. He's standing there with his head down in his rain suit, not moving, just staring at his feet. I was like, wow, this guy's in a hold of hurt.
He just went full platonic back embryonic stage.
I was like, I need to save my friend.
Yeah.
And so I went over and I gave him a pair of wool Sims gloves that I had and I'm like, put these on. I'm like, gonna be okay. Just we got a little bit longer. Yeah. I mean, we do have an hour drive back in the boat, which is gonna suck for you, but we're gonna be okay.
Oh, and goodness. That, yeah. He's here to, he's alive to tell about it, thank God, and a lot smarter now, I'm sure.
Yes. He is.
I'm yeah. sure. I mean,
but still, it took like another year and a half to finally get it, you know. I mean, I'd almost kill him twice.
But you guys say, known each other yeah. since high school?
Yeah.
That's and was like was he always a little not that quick, Brandon, where he didn't figure stuff out?
I think it stems from being part dirtbag. I refuse to buy stuff.
Yeah, but dirtbags borrow things, and you got to remember that.
Dirtbags are a dirtbag has never ridden down the Knox. What is it, Tennessee River?
Yeah,
at 70 miles an hour for an hour. I was not prepared.
Oh, that's just pure hell. It's pure. Yeah, it's pure misery. But just think about this. Like way back when you first got into this, here's Kyle, nice and cozy, shooting real estate vid walkthroughs, you know, weddings.
Really crushing it.
Yeah, really crushing it. By the way, Bubba and McKenzie's Southern Idaho wedding, freaking 5-star, bro. 5-star. For real. Freaking knocked it out. I'm not kidding you. The part at the end where Godzilla comes in, I don't know how you did it, but it's pretty fucking awesome. Anyway, back to the point of the matter. Yeah, bud, like, I mean, hey, who'd have thought that way back then and now you're running 70 miles an hour down the Tennessee River, freezing?
No. Yep.
it's been a road for sure. It's crazy. Even before, I knew nothing of bass fishing prior to Brandon calling me one day and saying, hey, I know you shoot wedding videos. What do you think about shooting bass videos? And at that point in time, I'd done very little fishing. I thought the competitions were fish with a bobber.
Oh, my so goodness gracious, Palinick. Yikes.
I gave him like a very, very brief run through.
Oh, my.
And
gosh.
Then just threw him in a bass boat. He'd never been in a bass boat like yeah. running 70 on the water.
Okay.
Lake Martin.
Threw him in a boat, Lake Martin. That one wasn't very warm either.
Yeah, could I'll
and
bet.
Just like I was like, here we go. And he crushed the first one, right? Not knowing a single thing about bass fishing, how blast off works, how tournaments work. But I didn't want to direct him and tell him how I wanted to see it. I wanted to see it through his perspective and his eyes of not knowing the tournaments. Because I knew that he was going to shoot it in a way that people that didn't understand bass fishing would be able to understand it.
Wow. I like that, Brandon.
And so taking someone that is incredibly talented, but doesn't know the ins and outs of the sport, he still had to tell a story. And so he had to figure it out on the fly. And so you get this perspective and this viewpoint from someone that doesn't know. And so when someone's watching our videos on YouTube, they can understand what's happening and follow the storyline from their point of view, whether they know anything about tournaments or not. And I think that's why I get so many emails of people saying, hey, your videos got me into tournament fishing. I didn't never fish tournaments before. Watch your videos. Love it. Now I'm fishing in the local bass club.
Because of Kyle capturing it and your skills.
Exactly. Exactly. And I think that's one of the biggest things that people overlook is that they can create incredible 1-minute Instagram videos
yeah.
and hype videos, but to build a 20 to 45 minute video that has a story from start to beginning that actually flows, that's incredibly difficult to do, especially when you don't have a script. Your story is unfolding as you're filming it, right? Like the story is being created. So it'd be
exactly,
like if you were
Brandon.
Shooting a cinema film, there's a dude writing the script as you're acting it out.
And I, like dude, word. Like you're nailing this because yeah. this is something I wanted to talk to you guys about. Kyle describes himself a self-proclaimed storyteller. And like, I mean, I love storytellers. I consider myself one. And I find that cinematographers that are able to tell stories both through the camera and outside the camera, that's the shiznit. You know what I mean? And is that part of it, Brandon? Is that in your opinion? Because is Kyle a storyteller?
100%.
Okay.
But a lot of that comes, a lot of it comes from the human that he is first.
Okay.
Right. I mean, cause if you don't have somebody that like has their heart and soul into it and enjoys what they're doing, the story will never come across, right? Like they'll just get the shots, they go through the motions. You know, it's just like a shot list and you're like, okay, here we are. It's done.
Boom, 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 but boom. Yeah.
When someone is like living it out with you and capturing that at the same moments, then you're able to tell that story that actually inspires people, right? They're not just watching a video that gets them excited. I mean, there's those moments too, but it's something that actually they watch and they want to go fishing or they want to go do something or they want to, you know, like make decisions to go chase after that. And you have to be a storyteller, but to be the best storyteller, you have to almost live that lifestyle of that story as well.
Yeah. So he's living the life. He's thrown himself in the life of a proper Bassin man is what happened.
100%.
Yeah. And now you are filming a variation of proper Bassin lifestyle. You are one of the proper Bassin men. There's no doubt about that, Mr. Palinick from
and you. Why are you shaking your head? You're not talking. Like,
yeah, no. I mean, Kyle knows it, so I think Vandy Hammer knows it too. But I mean, now Vandy Hammer, he's getting there. He's done a few questionable things about information rules that I'm not too keen on, but we'll talk about, you and I have talked about that, Brandon, and Vandy Hammer's got to
work on it.
Yeah. Anyway, that's here and there. But, you know, I mean, it's a special relationship because here's the thing. Palinick, you just said it. You're entrusting, he's your buddy. Okay, so you got some history, but the dude knows nothing about fishing. Like, maybe you've seen a Bill Dance episode. You know what I mean? And not even. He's shaking his head. Not even. But then here you go out and you do the first derb with Palinick and you nail it. So now how is Kyle feeling about Kyle and his newfound occupation now? How do you feel about this?
I think the first tournament I shot, I was so nervous about shooting it. I don't know how much.
Were
I
you redder than you are now on this? What is that? Were you redder shade than you are now on this podcast?
I don't know why he's so red.
He's so red, isn't he?
Not as red.
Are you on truck stop speed?
Dude, it might just be, dude. I'll try to fix him. Keep talking.
I'm sorry, Kyle. I didn't mean to make you self-conscious.
We are making a mess of Tiff's office.
Oh, she's going to be so mad.
She's going to kick our butt.
Yes.
Oh, there we go.
Let me fix him.
I'm kind of like a nicer shade now. Do I look less red?
Oh my God, you look amazing.
Thank you.
Wow, you look so Hollywood now. Holy shnikes. Yeah.
Make him a little brighter.
You're doing good.
Trying to make
all kinds of toys around here.
Yeah.
Kyle, hit the middle of that mic, please.
Kyle, get into mic. Producer says. There it is.
You got to get up in it. You got to be up on these things.
Up in here. All right, Kyle, you're thrown into a new position. And how do you feel about this? Brandon said you nailed it. First day on the job. Nailed.
Well, I think the biggest thing for that, not just that tournament, that first year even though, was just getting acclimated with what bass fishing is, especially tournament fishing. And I had no clue about it before. So I was just there to document Brandon. And I remember one of the first things on the first call you had with me was you wanted to document what it's like to live on the road, to fish you, Tiff, and Bella. And the first year, I don't even know if I put myself in the videos because I didn't know where I stood in that framework of the team. but I knew I was there. I knew it. And it was a special thing from the first tournament. I remember it was weird leaving that first tournament because I think we all like looked at each other like, I was like, do we have to do, I was like, kind of like, do I have to go? Like, can I hang out longer? Like, and it was one of those things. It was just, it felt natural from the beginning. And I think that was part of it. And I think what we do now is that's just kind of where we are. It's just a natural thing. And the most, the best way we can do it is just, we are who we are when we're in the camper and I'm like their practice child, basically.
Yeah. I see that.
Yeah.
Because it honestly feels weird when I fish a tournament and he's not there filming.
I'll bet.
Like if I fish an open and he's not on the water, it honestly feels weird.
Because I'll tell you what, if I ever see you at a derb and Kyle's not with you, I'm like, where's Kyle? I mean, I mean that's I'm okay. Where's Tiff and where's Kyle? It's okay. We're you know check you know.
But little puppy dog.
Yeah, no, he is. But that's a good thing. It's a good thing. And pound for pound, he's one of the greatest anglers ever to walk the planet. Freaking kid. I mean, it's again, dude. A lot of trust. But you guys known each other a while. Hey, Brandon, what was Kyle like in high school? What was high school Kyle?
Can we just skip this?
No,
part?
No. No.
So Kyle's like the more. I mean, I don't know how many of us are actually proud.
Was he a punk or no?
High school moments.
Well, whatever. Was he a punk or what?
No, I wouldn't say he was a punk.
Look at why are you wording Kyle? Look at your.
I was probably. He had his ears pierced.
Okay, I had one of my ears pierced.
Ears pierced, puka shells. Yeah,
sounds like cool guy so far.
You can say it. I was a bro.
Little, yeah.
He sounded pretty cool actually.
You know,
like a Matthew McConaughey.
He was like 70-30 Jersey Shore.
Oh, wow. He was
70
heavy
Jersey Shore.
He was heavy on the gym tan laundry side.
More so just none of.
Wow. No days off. He was a no days off Jersey Shore guy.
Poor boys Jersey Shore.
Poor boy Jersey Shore. So you were just eating bologna then. Thank you.
Basically.
And Raymond.
No, we had like the same group of friends, but didn't really hang out that much.
You played football too.
Graduated with my sister. You played football. So we would have played football together some, but
we were around a lot of the same people, but yeah, we didn't really hang out.
You played football for school or just in school. In the neighborhood? Okay.
School. School.
Gotcha. So, Kyle, I got to ask you, tell me about high school, Brandon.
Brandon. Well, Brandon was older than me. He was kind of like, he was one of those, like, I don't know if it's just when you're in school and like someone who's above you in grade just seems like way cooler.
Like Jake Ryan in the Breakfast Club or whatever that
yeah,
was.
Yeah, like he was 16
candles.
Like, yeah.
It's Jake Ryan.
He was hanging out with girls. I was like, man, like I'd love to hang out with that girl. And Brandon like got to hang out with those girls. And I was just like, dude, this is
Brandon did good, didn't he?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he's you know with Tiff and everything. We don't want to say too much, but
I did great in my life. I got a beautiful wife.
Yes, you. I'm obviously, and your child's name's going to be Pat. I hear, by the way, which is really cool to name it after your ex-manager. Whether it's a boy or it's a girl, it works. It's Pat.
I mean, it's a girl, but so I'll probably call her, you know, Patty or Patricia.
Dude, I've been
we'll
called
know
all
deep
that.
Down, it's yeah. Pat.
Pat. It's Pat. For right, I mean, and thank you for that, by the way, Brandon. I was honored.
You're welcome.
I was honored when Tiff wrote me and told me about that. It makes up for you firing me, by the way.
Yeah, perfect. We're even.
Still in therapy for that, by the way. But but high school Brandon did good, huh? He did good, Kyle, with the babes.
Yeah, he was one of like the cool kids. He was.
What did he drive? Like, what was Palahniuk driving around in high school?
Oh, what did you have?
Yeah, what was his Lamborghini of choice?
Dude, I think you were in like an old Toyota or like a T10. No,
to all start out with, I was in a 1993 Dodge Dakota Sport.
Sounds pretty bad.
Had a chrome roll bar.
Yeah, I like it.
With lights on top.
Like it.
Had snow camo.
Brandon freaking Palahniuk.
Gray primer underneath and all the white paint was chipping off.
Freaking American badass.
Snow camo. towed around. I bought it for $1,500 cash, and I towed around my $30,000 bass boat with that bad boy.
Yeah, it's pretty badass, Brandon.
Priorities. Had to put it in four low to pull it out of the steep boat ramps. And by my senior year, I had saved up enough money that I got me a little 2001 Chevy Silverado.
Wow.
Silverado.
Big time. Big time.
Yeah.
Heck yeah. Out there in Idaho.
What did you drive in high school?
Oh, man. Is this part? You're putting me on this. He knows what I drove.
Okay. I know. I can't think of it right
what
now.
What is it?
Oh, I drove like a Silverado 2000 something, and it was jacked up, big tires.
Really?
I jumped out with my puka shells and my studded earrings and lived my full Jersey Shore life.
Oh my God. You were compensating for something, apparently.
Exactly.
You and Skeet Reese with those big trucks. I don't know what to say.
I think that was just his inner Vandy speaking.
Before Vandy escaped out of the cocoon.
Yeah. Before he escaped, he's like,
oh, my goodness gracious.
Bigger studded earrings. Oh,
but Kyle, check this out. Your buddy Brandon Palahniuk is quite an inspiration to many anglers. And you're capturing a lot of that and carrying the inspiration. Like Brandon said, as he gets emails, people want to do derbs because that's conveying through this capturing of souls on film that you're doing. As crazy as that sounded, playing strange games with the girls of the island. But anyway, back to the show. You're an inspiration, Brandon Palahniuk, to a lot of people. And I think Kyle realizes that as well. I mean, let's face it, Brandon, you are a poster child for bassin. For proper bassin. You came up through the ranks properly.
As long as it's proper bassin.
Dude, I mean, and all kidding aside, I mean, really, you are a BASS poster child. I don't know how else to put it. We lost you for a moment, and then you came back, nestled in a blankie, all warm. And we
swaddled.
Nurtured you back into the elites, and in the swaddling clothing.
Yes.
But I mean, you are for real.
Our Owens was.
Yes. I mean, absolutely. The prodigy. The prodigy is written in the book of proper bass and in the you know elite series. You've conquered the AOI. You have. I'm Rain Manning, but I think you have what, six or seven W's, Brandon? Did I undershoot?
Yeah, five elites and an open.
Five elites and an open. Six. Okay.
So they just say six bass.
Well, I look at it that way too. An open is a major accomplishment, regardless.
Which I just realized that they say six BASS wins, but they don't count Federation National Championship.
Huh? Ronnie Moore. You know it's Ronnie Moore's fault, right?
I guess they must not consider that professional level, though. That's probably why.
Well,
it's probably six pro wins.
I'm gonna blame it on Ronnie Moore, no matter what.
Thanks, Ronnie.
Yeah, way to go, Ronzel. But hey, I mean, dude, you've conquered a lot. You're a derber, Brandon Palahniuk. You are a derber. Like, you know, I mean, you know, you're shaking your head, Kyle, because you see it. His competitors are like, "There's freaking Brandon again. He's got another satchel. What's up with this guy?" You know what I mean? He's bringing another. He's a satchel to the back line, to the bag line. And get this. I don't know if you know this about you. 136 derbs BASS has you down for, Brandon.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And out of those 136 derbs, I'm going to let Kyle guess. Kyle, how many times you think he cashed a check?
Oof. Probably, I'd say 100. I'd say 100 plus.
Oh, you're way too nice.
Okay.
Really?
So 136 tournaments, and Kyle, you think that he did 100 or 100 plus. Do you know the answer, Brandon?
96.
Well, it's actually 97, according to when I probed Ronnie Moore earlier.
That's pretty good. Do you keep track of that?
So, no, Brandon knew. No, he knew. He knew, Kyle.
I was studying. I was looking at the new website the other day, checking on, like, sponsor listings and stuff, and I saw it. So,
gotcha.
That's the only reason I knew. I don't keep track of any of those stats.
Palahniuk, if you could have a sponsor that you don't have right now, who would it be? Like, any sponsor in the world.
Oof.
They ain't got no money.
Not even real. Yeah, I mean, definitely not clip art logo.
Come on, who's it? Like, for real, pick anything, man.
Yeah, that's a great question.
It's yours for the taking right now.
Any company. I don't know. It'd have to be like some big non-endemic.
Right. Come on, Brandon.
Of some sort.
You're quicker than this. You win.
The problem. Well, here's the problem is that when I was younger, I always said like some of the major companies that are out there now, you know, like huge corporate companies, but I don't believe in their corporate structure anymore. And so I don't really want anything to do with them.
Okay. I understand that.
That's changed.
Yeah.
And so it would like for me to work with a company, it's not like, oh, you have a cool logo and you're willing to pay me a bunch of money. I want to know that the people that work there and that make the decisions are good people and they're making those decisions for the right reasons.
I agree with all that. But I'm just
created a t-shirt that says people over profit.
I agree with that.
Because I think you can be profitable, but when your decision making is profit first and then people, you're not running your company the right way. And that's short term thinking.
Dude, and I agree totally. And here at Straight Cast too, we pick our advertising partners that we have relationships with. It's nothing like we're friends with our associates and we call each other. And it's not like, you know, I talk to Luke Foley from Tin Cup Whiskey and Brad Rutherford from Berkeley. And I mean, these guys, I talk to these people, you know, I mean, and I know you're the same way.
You gotta have.
Yeah. You're the same way, Brandon.
So I could throw out a bunch of just random names of companies, but
yeah, that's what I want.
I got
something
to know the people.
You got all philosophical. You went all clun on me again. I mean, that's my fault. I'm sorry. I know. Well, I started it. I'm taking credit for that too. I'll tell you in a minute. But
oh boy.
Yeah, you're in for it. Vandy Hammer.
Yep.
Vandy Hammer. Pick a sponsor besides 1099 Jakes. Who's picking any sponsor? I mean, Vandy Hammer, international traveler. Channel.
I mean, you have an open book, so
shapeshifter.
He sold his only. He has a title sponsor, and that's 1099 Jigs. But if he was to
broke.
Not have a title sponsor,
yeah,
he would go with like a. I gotta say Tesla, just because.
Okay, great answer. See, that's all Brandon had to do, but he wrote me a novel on ethics.
How cool would it be to see BP have a wrapped Cybertruck pulling his boat down the river?
Amazing.
I told you, I'm all for it. We've had this conversation. Every time Kyle shows up in the Momentum Mansion, he'll walk in and be like, okay, this is my one Tesla talk. And then he'll go off on a tangent about whatever Tesla news or Elon Musk thing, which, hey, I'm all for it. I think Elon Musk is a badass. And I would probably drive a Cybertruck, but there's no infrastructure for it.
It would be amazing.
If you've ever been between here and anywhere else in the rest of the country, like in South Dakota, Wyoming, there's not enough places that you could charge.
Okay. Well, I think
gonna work.
I don't know. I think Kyle figured it out. He'd figure something out for you. He captures stories and tells stories. So Tesla's a great answer. And now we're gonna bring it all to this, because basically, Brandon, we talked a little bit about your derb career. You're 100% derber. And you, somewhere in your mind, at one point, you decided you wanted to document this. And I remember. Mm-hmm. I was still your manager at the time, and you were spending hours and hours and hours and hours just editing your own film.
Yeah. Is our video frozen on your end?
Yeah, I just noticed that. You guys, I thought you were voguing at first, and then I noticed Kyle.
Surprise! I don't know why it's frozen.
It froze. I still have the audio, which is great.
Stopping it and starting it again.
Yes, I've heard people do that. Andy, what do you think? They're frozen. Here's he comes again.
You can hit him with a little stop restart.
Yeah, give it a refresh.
Sometimes I turn things on and off. I can see. Hey, you're moving.
Okay.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Good job, Zoom.
It's Brandon Palin.
At least I didn't. Have a really awkward look on my face.
No, it was you guys looked really good, for example.
I was smiling as pearly white.
I know he was really at a. He should have picked Crest or something or Trident as his as his sponsor. Okay, so Brandon, back to the whole deal. You decided to capture your tournament career on video, and you were editing everything yourself. Like it was a it never really seemed to affect your tournament fishing, but I have to think that somewhere it put a strain somewhere. And then you bring in Kyle, and obviously, as you stated, kicking ass on the first thing. But here's what I got to get back. Like, okay, so when Kyle came in, it freed you up, right? And it allowed you to maybe expand Brandon Palahniuk. Am I right or wrong?
Yeah. I mean, it definitely, it freed up time. But I am the worst and the best at filling up every second of free time that I have.
Oh, I know that. I'm not saying you slacked and didn't do anything, but here's what I'm getting at. And Kyle, correct me if I'm wrong, because he's your buddy. So... He's my buddy too, but you know him better than I do. So here's the deal. You freed him up a little bit. Took the video editing out of his hands. Took the video shooting or whatever was going on out of his hands. Now, Brandon has to fill spaces because he's a rolling stone. A rolling stone gathers no moss. So Brandon's got to do something. And now he starts thinking. And he comes on this Straight Cast show. And he starts, and I start talking to him about clun and about, like, you know, philosophical fishing and da 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 and creative visualization. Next thing you know, I have Palahniuk on the show like 4 months later, and the guy's a dang philosophizer. I think he fired me right after that. He fired me, Kyle. And then all of a sudden, he's got these amazing PMA things going on. Like, he's all of a sudden, he's branding the fish, and he's thinking like a fish and talking like a fish, and he's living in a multiverse and everything else. And I think I'm responsible for it, but he never gave me credit, Kyle.
I personally think Brandon he operates at a pretty high level. I think he's one of those people that wants to achieve a lot, and I've seen that since working with him. And it's one of those things, I think, like, he's one of those people, when you are around him, you want to do better yourself. And that's one thing a lot of people that are around the Brandon see that. But yeah, I think, like, he has a, like you said, he'll fill his time. He wants to do more, always do more. Not as many people are making videos tournament fishing. He wanted to do that. You know what I mean? Like,
one of the innovators at it, quite frankly. You really were, Brandon.
Yeah, 100%. And I think Brandon just, like, wanting to do that more. And, like, even to this point in time, what can we do next? Those are things, like, I think that we always look at and kind of see, like, we've done the tourney tees. What else can we do to help that experience and kind of, like, foster a
community.
Yeah, community around bass fishing. And I think, like, that's one of the coolest things when we're at tournaments or just out and about and people say, hey, I love the work you guys are doing. Like, I love watching the videos. My kids watch them with me. Those things, I think that's, like, the most impactful thing that I get to experience. And being around Brandon, we see it all the time. And it's one of those things. It's like, all right, that's why we're doing this. Cause it is a lot of work.
Dude. I say all this too. And you're nailing it, Kyle, because obviously I'm being a jerk in saying that I gave Brandon the idea, but whatever. The fact is, Kyle, that the point of the matter is you freed up Brandon to become more Brandon. And I think that's very important. Like, I mean, it allowed, I'm kidding about the philosophical Brandon, but that, I mean, definitely we saw a different side of you emerge when you freed up.
The biggest thing is that, and this was kind of the whole reason that I wanted to capture it in the way that we do now is that I wanted people to see the good moments, right? I wanted people to see the wins, the blue trophies, and I wanted people to see the mistakes, right? The failures, the things that you do wrong, and the struggle, and like what that looks like. And you can capture a great video on a GoPro, but if it's just a you know, a camera that's mounted to your body or your boat, you're not capturing or being able to tell that story the same.
Yeah.
And I didn't have the time.
There's
and
no so, humanness to it, you know?
Yeah. You're not able to capture that and like make those people feel like they're there, right? Like I wanted people to feel like they were sitting around in the camper with us when we're eating dinner. I want them to feel like they were on the boat watching. And you have to have someone that, you know, that kind of goes back to the storytelling aspect of it, of being able to tell a good story. And I think that's like Kyle was talking about, the most rewarding thing is when people come up and tell you how much they enjoy them. And my favorite ones is when they talk about how they watch them as a family.
That's amazing.
I think Brandon, that's the coolest thing, right? Is they've really? Got two little kids that are under 10 years old, and a guy and his wife walk up with those two little kids, and they're, you know, stoked out of their mind, and they watch it as a family.
I love hearing that. And let me tell you why.
That to me is cool.
I love it. That's growing the sport. And here's what some people aren't going to like what I have to say here, but Brandon, you're a valid angler. Okay. You are a professional bass fisherman as well as I'm going to add YouTuber. Okay. Yeah. You are. It's okay. Here's the problem. Because you have professional bass fishermen in front of your name. And I love that you said that families and kids are watching these videos. And mm-hmm. and believe me, nothing against YouTubers. God bless anyone that can make a living in the fishing industry. But I see a big mistake happening in fishing when people are taking advice from non-professional anglers. And you yeah. and a beautiful example right there, Brandon Palahniuk.
The biggest thing is you want to mesh the two because there is crossover between those audiences.
Yes.
But there's people that the world that we live in now, people watched a ton of videos for information, right? Like, so if someone's like, hey, during COVID, I picked up a rod and reel. I don't know what to do with it. Where do they go? They go to YouTube to try to figure out how to use it. And we have to have the right people out there giving them the right information.
Exactly.
But then at the same time, hey, let's make it entertaining as well. You know, and I think that's...
And I love it when a professional angler can do that and cover both. Kill two birds with one stone.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I couldn't do it at the level that I wanted to do it by myself.
No.
One, I'm not talented enough. And two, I don't have the time. We weren't blessed with 48 hours in a day. We only got 24, so...
28.
20. Wow. Well,
But hey, man, seriously, on the YouTube deal and what you have done when you started it until now, you are an innovator in the game, Brandon Palahniuk, and Kyle, huge part of that. I gotta go. Like Kyle, I'm gonna have you on my Bass Buzz show sometime, by the way, and you and I are just gonna powwow for a couple hours without your buddy interfering. And
finally.
Yeah. You want me to send him to you?
Yeah. He shows up in a taped box from Idaho.
Oh, he'll fit.
But I want to talk
in a Yeti duffel and ship him.
But hey, Palahniuk, agree or disagree, like Kyle's like he's kind of like that world's most interesting man kind of guy. Like he does a lot of stuff, dude. I mean, don't you see that about your buddy?
Yeah.
He's pretty intriguing. Like, okay, so first off, Kyle, what do you got that cool van you drive around in? What is that?
It's a sore subject right now.
Yeah, she's under the weather, but she'll be back.
Okay.
Definitely. It's a 1994 Chevy G20 van that's converted.
Wow, that's a stabbing cabin.
Like I said, it's a dirtbag van.
Wait, when did you get this?
I got this. It was right before Brandon. So probably like
16 or 17.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
What's your body count in that van, buddy? How you doing? Come on, talk to me.
I don't even know.
Come on.
Nothing.
Throw me a number. 10? Under 10? Since 16?
Under 10.
Under 10 since 16?
Oh, man.
In the van? Under 10?
I can't even speak about that.
Okay. Whatever. Your choice. See you blushing. You're even redder now. Man. Palahniuk's not saying nothing.
His mom listens to this show.
Good. Yeah, his mom knows you. Your mom knows you have sex, Kyle.
His mom's a huge Pat fan.
She likes me?
Awesome. I gotta mm-hmm. steal the photos out of her bedroom too.
You guys are amazing. Seriously, making history on the deal. But you travel together, and there's got to be some wear and tear. But hold on, I want to tell you something pretty cool. First off, and I got to tell you this, Kyle, and Brandon, you got to see this. I do this little thing here where I Google guess. You know, they got this Google machine thing. You guys know about that.
Yeah.
And I Googled, Kyle, and all that came up was the Kyle Productions, which is a great thing. Which is great. I mean, like all Kyle's film works, and that's how I learned about the wedding, the Southern Idaho.
Oh yeah,
wedding. But here's I found this very interesting when I Googled Brandon Palahniuk, and I think you're gonna find this very interesting too. And I would like Kyle to answer these questions, not Brandon. And these are from the Google machine themselves. If you think I'm making this up, I'll just
text. Is this the list like when you start typing in my name and then it's like adds all the suggestions in there?
Yes. Yes. People also search.
Pretty interesting.
It says people also ask. So these questions to are of course to you, Kyle, the answer for Brandon. Why is Brandon Palahniuk? No. Wait, go ahead.
Oh, he was trying to Google it right now.
Oh, well, I'll tell you what. Let's do this like all science-wise. And I'm just going to basically send this to old, I have him under Vandy Hammer in my phone.
We share phones.
Yeah. I just sent you that. Tell me when you get it, Kyle.
Got it.
Okay. So go ahead and you see yourself. You can even show your friend. People also ask when Googling. Okay. So go ahead and read the first question and answer it.
The first question is, why is Brandon Palahniuk called the Prodigy?
Oh, okay. Why?
Pretty basic question.
Yeah, why?
Why is he called the Prodigy?
Yeah, answer it.
Oh,
these are basic Google questions.
Then you're the answer.
He's young. Here he was young, I should say. He kind of came in and did his thing from the start.
Okay, there he was. He was the written in the book of proper bass, and Mercer called him the Prodigy, and he kicked ass ever since. We got that. Go ahead.
He's only get better.
Yeah, keep going. Read them all.
Okay, second question. Did Brandon Palahniuk leave MLF? Mm. Brandon Palahniuk did indeed leave. I should just say yes. That's probably the best, most political answer, or unpolitical.
He left MLF. Thank you.
Yep.
Yeah, I ain't seen him there in a while.
No, been a hot minute.
What else we got there, Kyle? What else is Google questions for Brandon?
Is Kayla Palahniuk related to Brandon Palahniuk?
Oh, why are people Googling Kayla?
I think, I mean, like, I know Kayla from school too, but I know a lot of people say, oh, they were saying, like, your girlfriend, Kayla, or like, initially,
or my sister,
your
lot.
Sister,
yeah,
they'd be like, oh, your sister Kayla, and I was, and it's odd that they
just assume it's your sister because they have the same last name.
Is it just
because
she's like in the fishing industry in that world kind of thing?
I mean, the only reason she's in the fishing industry because she was dating Carl. True. I mean, now they're married,
true,
yeah,
have a beautiful daughter.
It's a bass in history story,
it is,
yes,
that I really didn't have anything to do with directly.
No,
but I mean, to clarify, she's my cousin.
So she's your. So yes, she's related.
Yes.
The answer is yes.
Would be yes. Yes. She's my cousin.
And finally, the last question. Please answer this honestly.
How much does Brandon Polinick make a year?
Yes.
Oh, man. That's a tough one. Once you factor in all the snacks that go in the trailer that I eat, he's almost breaking even there. Mm-hmm. After tournament fees and my snackage, it's tough. I would say he's breaking even.
So not much. Just barely out of the red.
Just barely out of the red.
Barely out of
the red. Enough to get by, and we have ice cream cuts.
And thank God for the $10.99 jig income, or you guys are screwed.
Yeah.
All over. All right. Well, that's cool. Interesting stuff. We found out Brandon's a millionaire.
BMP trivia. We need some Pat trivia too.
Well, and that's up to you guys. When you guys,
I want to Google your name now.
You'll get all my felonies. Don't do that.
All your past career.
Yeah, I have like 17 kids in 19 states. So figure that one out.
And you and Skeet Reese have a common career in together.
What's that one?
Dancing.
Dancing, oh, right?
Yes. You heard about that. I guess you heard about that. Hey, but let's talk about boundaries right now. Like that segue right there. You guys travel together, and there's got to be boundaries. Like, all right, so like, you know, Palinick and Tiff, Brandon and Tiff, they're like, hey, if the van's, you know, rocking, don't come knocking, Kyle. You know, like, well, give me an example of boundaries. Like, what's boundaries that you guys have to adhere to on the road as a traveling family? Every family has boundaries. Give me an example. Oh,
yeah. He has to take a dump in his own bathroom. He's not allowed in mine and Tiff's bathroom.
Amazing. I think I've seen Brennan and Tiff's bathroom like once in 5 years.
Legit boundary. Legit.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But like in the trailer, we do have, like, obviously you're traveling together. You're around each other a lot. But I think like we have a pretty good, with the momentum mansion that we're in, it's small, but like it's big enough. I sleep in a pretty interesting area, but there's plenty of room. But it is like, I mean, we have our private spaces and stuff, which is nice. Obviously I'm not on the road all the time with them, which gives them a little bit of time to like not have a basically a practice child with them. Yeah. But, yeah, I think we handle it pretty good, like just in general.
It's well,
like
you must, obviously. Rules. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like the unwritten rules of proper bassin.
I like it. Yeah.
Like we don't have a board tacked up on the fridge that says, here's your list of
one
boundaries.
To three, Vandy Hammer, 3 to 3:15, Kyle.
That's the whole reason that it works.
No, it's huge accomplishment for real.
Because
think about
we
that.
Can, and it's not just the two of us, it's Tiff as well. But like, we're all like family on the road, and we spend so much time together that when we're not together, that it almost feels like a void sometimes, because you get used to like having those conversations, or we're really bad about having inside jokes on stuff that other people don't think is funny. But
you guys are cracking up. That's all that matters.
But the three of us are cracking up about it. and beating Kyle at Catan is a lot more fun than just beating Tiff. It's a lot more fun to beat both of them.
Hey, wait, I'm going to be a dummy, but what's Catan?
It's a board game.
Okay, I don't know it.
Yeah, Settlers of Catan.
Pat, we'll get you in on a game one of these days.
I'd love to play with you guys. That would be amazing. I think it's cool that you guys all have a great relationship. Did Kyle, you and Tiff always get along?
Yeah, I didn't know Tiff prior to shooting, but I mean, I think the relationship all of us have together, and like Tiff takes care of us. She's a freaking angel to put up with us, because we're like two freaking brothers in the trailer. Like last week we were like full-on wrestling match in the trailer, and Tiff got it all on video. We're never going to share that video again.
Can you send it to me?
No video.
Yeah,
I was, yeah, we're going to have a rematch one of these days.
Like, stop, someone's going to get hurt.
She was momming us a little bit, like, hey, guys, like, cut it out. And we were, like, full-on brothers duking it out. But after I beat Brandon in that wrestling match, I got up and kind of, like, established dominance.
Yeah, I mean, I could tell you guys are scrappers. I mean, and I think Andy, if
some
you're
more than others,
Andy, if you're listening and with me, I think this is a perfect opportunity. I know Brandon. Oh wait, ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt this broadcast for a special Bass Galaxy PSA from Onum Fishing, Matthew Robertson. Ladies and gentlemen, here is Matthew Robertson.
Public service announcement. As you can see, I'm all hot and sweaty. I'm training. I'm coming for you, BP. I'm coming for your wood. I want it. You're the champion. Wrestling match is happening. You can run, but you can't hide. But first, I'm going to give you a little time to train. I know you need it. I want Caleb Summerall, Corey Johnson. I want my rematch, you punks. I'm coming after you. Caleb first, Corey. And after I beat those two, BP, you better be ready. I'm coming for you. Check it. Check it. Training. I'm coming for you. See that? Can't handle it.
Yikes! Wow. Brandon, that is your fellow competitor. And
did he say he was coming for my wood?
He's coming for your wood.
I thought I heard that in there. I think that's what he started with.
Yeah.
That confused me.
Well,
I don't know what he wants to do with you.
Kyle, what do you interpret that as? He's coming for his wood.
I don't know exactly what he was going for, but it sounds like Matt's challenging you on something, but the wood part did throw me a little bit.
A wrestling match is happening.
I'd be careful for the grab. You know what I mean?
I mean,
well, I'll clarify this in Matt language. Going for the wood is the trophy. The wood is the victory. Okay. The wood is.
So he has a losing record. Me and Matt.
Whoa,
we haven't wrestled yet, but I'm pretty sure he's like 0 for however many times he's wrestled.
Well,
I don't know how many that is.
Well, who do you know of? Tell me what you know about this, Brandon. I want to hear. I'm not going to put
Summerall. I know Summerall and Corey for sure. And apparently he wants a rematch with them. I mean, I highly doubt either one of those guys are too worried about it right now. I mean, Corey's probably working on his figure skating routine right now with a hockey stick in his hand.
Yeah, Corey's fierce. So is Summerall.
And Summerall, he's probably stump. Climbed up a cypress tree somewhere right now.
Yeah, he's made of cypress.
He is.
That's truthfully. Summerall's a stump.
Yeah. And I mean, I got to give Matt credit. I didn't think he would go work out, but I was a little nervous he was going to have a heart attack. He looked like he was about to die walking 18 minutes.
Did you see how he said, you might notice I'm all hot and sweaty. And then
I think the last time he walked 4 miles is when his ride left him and Wendell at the bar. I don't know.
I'm telling you, dude, now like him, Matthew, Seth and I, we talk every day and I can tell you, I've never heard Matthew as serious about getting in shape as I ever have in my life. Like, he wants to take you down, he wants to take Summerall down, and he wants to take Corey Johnson down.
Hey, I'm happy for him. If that's the inspiration for him to get in better shape.
Yeah. Well, good.
Come on with it.
Exactly. And here's what. Now, Kyle, what do you think about all this? I mean, what's your take on all this?
I think I mean. I don't want to stir the pot or anything, but I think Matt might have you. If I was a betting man, I'd put it on Matt. Matt, if Matt wants to come for some inside info, I can help you out, Matt.
Okay. Kyle's ready to give you some inside dirt in order to take
down. What's our wrestling record?
Brandon's got a weakness, not an official record.
What's our wrestling record?
I think I'm 2-0.
Mm.
Oh, no.
You won.
Backwards.
Hey, all I'm going to say is don't hurt my illegitimate son, Matthew. If you start wrestling,
I don't think you got to worry about Matt.
I won't hurt
dude.
Him if he taps before it breaks.
What, the wood?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, Pat, hear me out on this.
Okay.
I've been talking about this idea for a while. How cool would it be?
Oh, boy. Throw this out there to the world?
Oh, boy. Yeah, of course he is. No, come
on. We need to get StrayCast. We need StrayCast to get a... He's the perfect announcer for it.
You can't have one, so we'll have, like, Mercer, Pat. Yeah.
Whatever, bud.
And so you're going to be the Joe Rogan to our Bass Brawl for charity.
Yeah, I would love that.
Get the guys in a ring.
Yes.
Get the guys in a ring, have them spar, do UFC, whatever.
Mercer's too busy. Call me. Mercer doesn't.
Oh, well, we need you and Mercer.
Yeah.
You know the guys at the edge of the UFC ring that are like, they're commentating? That's you guys.
Can we both jump off of like a cage or ropes? Me and
Full
Dave?
Full WWE style.
Yes. Dave looks good in that cape too. He had a cage once on our show.
It'll be the first inaugural
Bass Brawl.
International Bass.
Can I dress
brawl.
As Thor?
Yeah, you dress as whatever you like.
Thank you. I like it.
I mean, I feel like it'd be good. We'll raise some money for charity. We'll even let fans, they can, you know, it costs $1 per vote. You can vote as many times as you like to which anglers are brawling with which other anglers.
Oh, this is amazing. It fits right into all of this. You see how everything happens for a reason, Brandon.
I feel like there's a lot to work with here.
Matthew Robertson interrupts a broadcast, right? Kyle, Matthew interrupts a broadcast. You guys already have a grand cage match lined up for charity. Corey's a hothead. Summerall's a stump. And Matt's just crazy. Well,
we got a pay-per-view on our hands.
We really do. Zona's got to get in on this too. We need Zona.
For sure.
Yeah.
The three of you announcing would be rock solid.
It would be a dream come true for me to work with Zona and Mercer. That would be nuts. And to do it with the guy that fired me as his manager, I mean, that's like, that's a total redemption song, Bob Marley and the Wailers right there. Unreal, man. Matt brutally interrupted the whole damn Straight Cash show.
Are you surprised?
No, not at all. Not at all.
Me either.
Matt, if I don't answer the phone, Matt will send me a text immediately, and I'll do it in Matt's voice. It'll say, "You better be on the phone with your mother."
I'm actually surprised.
He's not watching right now. If he
I'm surprised. I thought maybe he would be watching after that whole debacle. And text me and be like, "Oh, you know, I was just kidding around."
He'll watch it tomorrow. Matt's tired. He gets up at like 3:30 in the morning. Mm-hmm. He's Amish, so the Amish get up early.
He's Amish.
Yeah, you noticed at the Tournament of Champion dinner, at the Night of Champions Seth speech dinner, Matt was an Amish Matt. Remember?
True.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah. So the Amish go to bed early, and they have no fishing regulations. We've learned
good
somehow.
Woodworkers.
Yeah, they're very good woodworkers. They go for they're going for your wood, Brandon. Watch out for Rumspringer when they go for your wood, Brandon Palahniuk. You're a married man. Tiffany will not like that. She'll kick some Amish ass.
Mm-hmm.
back to the show. Have you guys, Kyle, you ever been arrested?
Oh, man. I haven't been arrested.
Yeah.
Officially.
Ooh, what's that mean?
Officially.
What's that mean?
Does that mean like not in the US?
I was in trouble, but I got away from it. Let's put it that way.
In this country?
Yeah.
What did you do?
It was just a college thing.
You broke the law somehow in college?
What is it?
You broke the law somehow in college and got away
with
it.
Yeah, college.
Okay. That's okay. Everybody does stuff in college. Yeah.
We all got to do something stupid in college.
Yeah, everybody's allowed. Everybody's allowed. So like in your eyes now, is it still breaking the law?
Probably.
In most states? Or some states,
most
it's
states.
Not breaking
the law. Well, yeah, most states still.
But Utah.
Less on the West Coast.
But in Utah, you can marry as many wives as you want. So I think that it's
He's
legal.
Clear there.
Yeah, it's very legal. It's very legal.
What about you, Pat?
I've been arrested. Of course I have. What kind of dumb question is that? I mean, I'll tell you guys anything you want to know. I'm that talk show host. I mean, if a sponsor wants to fire me for something like that, they can do it. I mean, it's you know what I mean? I don't want them.
They knew what they were getting into.
Yeah, exactly. I laid it clear. But no, of course I have. Of course I've been arrested. You name it. I mean, I've for crying out loud, I hitchhiked to Mexico on my 21st birthday, dude. And you ask if I've ever been arrested. Come on, Kyle. What's wrong with your friend?
I wouldn't expect any less.
Hey, have you, Brandon, you ever been arrested?
No.
You ever hitchhiked?
On the back roads, yeah.
You ever got your ass kicked? Like outside of wrestling? In the streets?
No.
Not in the streets?
Mm-mm.
Never got your... What's the most trouble you ever been in, Brandon? I see you as squeaky clean and perfect. Like I see you like almost a semi-divine and never doing anything wrong in your life. I got to find something on you. What is... Kyle, give me something.
When I was younger, me and a buddy... What did we steal? Candy bars, I think, from we were young, like 10, I don't even know if I was 10. Walked to a store and stole some candy bars because we didn't have any money.
Jerk.
And his mom was a cop. Yeah, that was in Montana.
You ruffian. Big ruffian you, stealing a Snickers.
Yeah. Yeah, I learned my lesson on that one. Thankfully, my mom kept me pretty straight and narrow. And I think fishing is honestly what just kept me out of trouble.
Dude, and me too. And like, I mean, like, I get it.
At 8 years old, I knew I wanted to do it for a living. And so every decision was made to do that. And then when people would... you know, go to parties and stuff, I would have a derby Saturday morning at 4:30. So I'd skip the party because I'd be working on tackle, cleaning the boat.
Same thing, dude. I think that's beautiful.
Fish the next morning.
That's beautiful. There's a lot of us out there like that because I stated, of course, I've been in trouble. I really have. I've made poor decisions in my life. But if it wasn't for fishing, I would have made a lot more of them that may not have allowed me to get out of trouble. If that makes sense, you know what I mean? I mean, it's a pretty cool, Brandon, you're a cool story, in bass fishing history, all kidding aside. And Kyle, you're pretty fortunate to be part, of that history. And like, you're a cool dude, man, foreign lands, exotic lands. I mean, that's a real thing. See you surfing, dude. Like, are you a good surfer? Kyle,
I'm
getting pretty good.
I'm
now.
Getting better. I started 3 years ago, but I enjoy surfing.
Surfing is way harder than people think. I lived in Florida for 10 years, and everybody knows Florida has shitty surfing. But there's a place called Sebastian Inlet where we also fish for snook, and there are some waves there. So there, like, I could surf a little, but I really sucked at it, and I always got hurt somehow or another.
Surfed like 2 days ago, didn't you?
I was just on the Oregon coast.
Yeah.
But yeah, the surfing is harder to learn in a lot of ways because you were so far out of your element in the ocean. But it's one of those things, just being at, like, it's like being in nature. I was thinking about this today, is like the ocean is kind of a polar opposite of the mountains, but commands respect in its own 100%. Like sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
So not to go too tangenty, but
like no. I like it. We're talking all this on bass, but what'd you say, Brandon?
It's like fishing on the Great Lakes.
Straight up.
Yeah. Basically. Have you ever noticed the amazing feeling of being underwater, especially in salt water? Do you know what I mean? Yeah. It's like, I know you've experienced
it. It's another world.
It really is, Brandon. It really is, Kyle. And it's like when you're, especially in that salt element, it's almost like, because of what you said, Kyle, that unknown. Like, you don't know what's in the ocean. You don't know.
But you're no longer the alpha.
Yeah.
You know, you're not top predator anymore. And same with the mountains.
Like, you're not the mag hitter of Alpha Angler Army anymore.
You were no longer the mag hitter.
It's, shameless sponsor plug. But that, I mean, the great white shark is a real thing. Speaking of great white sharks and surfing, Kyle, I got to ask you, ever see the movie with that girl on the rock and then the shark comes after her? I think she's...
Oh, yeah. What was that? The Shallows.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That's one of the best movies ever. And she's a babe. And she's married to Deadpool. Did you know that?
Really?
Yeah. In real life, she's married. She's married to Deadpool. And what's his name again?
Ryan
Reynolds.
Reynolds.
Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah.
Yeah. And really? She lived on a rock and escaped a shark attack. Did you see that movie, Brandon?
No.
You and Tiff need to sit down and watch Shallows on Netflix night. Netflix and chill.
And not before you go in the ocean, though.
Not before you go in the ocean on a trip with puka shells on. All right? You guys need to remember that. Hey, you guys are fun. I had a great time with you guys tonight, and I feel there's so much more we can talk about. But I got to ask you this before. Here's a couple things before we head out of here to go into the real personality dig of each one of you guys. So I have to, and don't get all crazy philosophical on me, Brandon. Mm-hmm. But what is an admirable quality of Kyle?
An admirable...
Admirable quality.
Admirable quality.
Of Kyle.
Oh, man. Let me dig deep and see if I can find one.
I mean, if you got to go to Vandy Hammer because you can't find any in Kyle, I understand.
definitely not in Vandy.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's polar hard. Opposite, speaking of.
Yeah.
I like the island music.
I would say... It's probably he honestly has a lot. I would say it's his heart.
Wow.
Like the level of like connectedness. I don't even know if that's a word, but like the way that he digs in and thinks about life, right? And there is some of that kind of philosophical part about it, but not just going through the motions in life, but actually living life, doing it in a way that inspires people, in a way that is enjoyable.
Wow.
You know, and doing things the right way.
I like it. I like that you said that. You did get windy, of course, but here's the thing.
Typical.
Yeah, I know. I like that about you, Brandon. I knew you would. But here's the thing, and you guys, this is why you're good together. And it reminds me of my friend Aaron Martins. And like, no one ever. Aaron left everyone feeling good. Okay.
Yeah.
So like, and you guys do that too. Like, when I see you guys at events, not only me, but I mean, you know, hanging out with Seth. You'll leave Seth feeling good feeling. Matt feeling a good feeling. Somebody coming up and asking Brandon for a photograph, a good feeling. You know, you leave that good feeling. And that's important. And that's how you just described Kyle. And I think Kyle would describe you in the same way. So now all that mushy stuff done. What grinds your gears about Kyle? What pisses you off about Kyle, Brandon?
The exact same thing that I just talked about.
Great answer.
And can I be just a little windy?
Of course, for real, because that's a great answer. Quite frankly, it is. Go ahead.
And I say this, and I feel comfortable saying this, because I, too, have some of the same quality.
Agreed.
And it's probably one of the biggest reasons we get along. We both always, like, we're to a certain extent, we're people pleasers, I guess is like probably one of the best ways to put it. But we will overextend ourselves and overcommit to things. And then we, at the same time, try to live that lifestyle that we want to live, right? and we have all these different hobbies. We want to hunt, surf, snowboard, fish, and there's this constant battle of the, I guess, the discipline of like balancing those. And so the, like, his great quality is that he lives life to the fullest, but then at the same time, for the same reason that I do, we just forget to do stuff.
Because you're bandwidth.
Like you only have so much bandwidth, and and it's not a bad quality, but that it's that balance, right, of going back and forth. And I do the same thing all the time. Tiff gets on me for it all the time.
Gotcha.
I think it goes with trying to be, it's something with ambition. Like we both, I think we share that. We want to be great at
over ambitious
everything.
Yeah. And you want things to be right. You want things to be how you envision them. A lot creative people are like that. It really is.
Mm-hmm.
It's a curse and a blessing.
Yeah.
Very true. Kyle, like, what grinds your gears about Brandon?
Oh, man.
I mean, he's got to have some little pet peeve or something.
And I'm not going to be too winded on it. So,
does he chew with his mouth open a lot?
We've been fishing together for what? Almost 4 or 5 years. I wouldn't even count the first year as me fishing. But the dude doesn't let me drive his boat.
Oh, really?
How messed is that?
Sorry, bud.
Why is that, Brandon? Was you just don't trust him?
Contractual obligation.
Oh,
won't even let me run the trolling motor.
Oh my gosh!
You know how many times I fished from the back of the boat?
Okay, I'll let you run the trolling motor.
Contractual obligation.
But it's
next time I let you drive my van, or you can't drive my van anymore.
Yeah,
it'd be like contractual.
That van's famous,
it'd be like
buddy.
If you drove,
I saw it in videos,
Pat, and you were like. Yeah. Yeah, that guy looks super drunk. I'm going to give him my keys and see if he can drive it home.
The only person that's let me drive their boat.
But
is,
he's sober.
We're going to White Castle.
Yeah. Our buddy Brandon Osting, he's been my camera boat driver a couple times. He let Kyle drive it on St. Clair.
On a calm day.
On St. Clair. Let him drive the fat sack boat on St. Clair.
Oh, fat sack.
On a calm day. How'd you do, Kyle?
Not so calm.
Did you like it, what? Kyle? Kyle drives a sailboat. Why can't he
That's
drive
what I'm
a
saying.
He is a sailor.
I would be qualified.
Yeah, you old sailor, you. You won't let him drive the boat, Brandon.
Or the trolling motor.
Yikes.
It's a shame.
Unreal. That's kind of a letdown, to be honest.
Natural power only.
Dude, you're doing great, Brandon Palahniuk. As an Thanks. Elite Series angler, and Kyle Van Deverlast, you are kicking ass as capturing bass fishing history, and I mean for real, dude. I feel there's so much more. We've already been talking for 2 hours, guys.
That's crazy. Is it really been 2 hours?
Yeah,
that's insane.
I mean, it doesn't feel like that at all. And you guys got a podcast. You're jumping on. You're one of these guys now too, jumping on the pod.
Not even close to this level. You are. Way more structured than we are.
I am not structured, but anyway.
You have notes.
He is way better than
you us. Have notes. You have a producer.
Yes.
You got backdrops with your name on it.
Yes.
Cogni.
Yes. And I have Pat Renwick will fish for 99 cents. And that's how I got
next level.
Well, thank you. But anyway, you guys are getting into podcasting and,
we got to have Pat on.
I got to ask my mom first, if I can. I don't know. She's still mad.
I'll have Vandy ask her.
Yeah. Well, she'll say yes to Vandy, but she's still pissed at you because when you fired me, I'm her only child, and you fired me. And
back
I was like, Brandon's awesome. Brandon's awesome. Brandon's so cool. Brandon's so cool. Hey, Mom, Brandon fired me. Yeah.
Before you guys get out of here, the Bass Galaxy wants a Got Wood tournament t-shirt. From Brandon.
Oh. Yes. I like it. Thank you, Bass Galaxy. That will get made at some point.
Oh, so, that's yeah. that's
take that one and run, Brandon.
That's the one. Yeah. Thanks, Andy. That's good, Ninja. That's the
next derb I win. That's gonna have to be one.
Got oh gosh.
Yeah.
Give
me that Sharpie.
Yeah, writing that one down. And then if you win one before Matthew does, then that's even going to be even more salt in the wrestling wound.
Awesome. Yeah, we'll just put got wood and we'll just have Matt's face on it.
And it'll say in 'em. And not on 'em.
I like it.
All right, so you're going to be tell us about it. You're doing a podcast. And what's it going to be? The two of you guys?
Well,
my mom said I can't be on it. Sorry.
Like I said, there's no structure to it, really. There's three hosts. There's me, Kyle, and Tiff.
Oh, cool.
At any one time, a singular host can create a podcast.
Oh.
If they'd like.
It's a float cast.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah. So yeah, Tiff's going to have.
We're still coming up with names, Pat. So if you have any ideas.
Yeah. I don't even know. It's currently on Spotify and iTunes as The Outdoor Burrito, but that's kind of just.
Should I have known about this and I'm an asshole or what? Like,
no. It's just out there. We've only done three.
Okay.
Typically film them in the camper, but as I brought the stuff home, so the plan is to do a few while we're back in Idaho. The Outdoor Burrito was thrown out there by our buddy, another proper Bassin man, Chad Smith.
Yeah, why not? I mean, that's I like because you can. Well,
he actually Googled it.
Well, can put everything in an outdoor burrito, and it still tastes good.
It's just a mix of things because I didn't want to just talk about fishing. I want to be able to talk about fishing, hunting. Life, you know, some philosophical stuff I could get winded about.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, mm-hmm. Those episodes are forever episodes. This went 2 hours. I mean, the usual Palinic episode is 4 hours when we do. I think you'll have fun with it. And I get it because thank you for saying we put a lot into this show, this Straight Cash show. It is a show. When we do a show, we do a show. And we research it, and obviously Andy, he's a technical genius, as he helped you guys get things going today here. But I understand the magic though of turning on the mic, because I have that Bass Buzz show that I do now as well, and that's a play. Remember my original radio show, Brandon, that you used to be on like 11 years ago? For real?
Outdoor cartoon.
Yeah, television. Yeah, like way back in the radio days. Like Brandon was, he was on season one of the Bass Buzz way, way back, like 11 early. Years. That's crazy. Dude, that's how long I've known you. That's crazy. Like,
yeah, I know. This is my 12th season.
Yeah.
As a pro.
Yeah. And you were at the Bass University, like doing seminars for one of the first times. Like you'd done seminars, but this was like, I remember you telling me this was like
early
your first time on tour, bud. You know what I mean? You just like on the seminar tour with Glusick.
Was that one in
Chicago?
Yeah, in Chicago. I think that was like the second Bass U one I'd ever done. Like I hadn't done that many legit.
Yeah, we had a great time. It was me, you, Bernie Schultz, Shaw Grigsby, Pete Glusick, and Dan Quinn was there.
I was way out of my league to be in that group.
Dude, and then if you remember what Shaw Grigsby was doing to me, because you commented on it. I'm like, man, my arm hurts. Because the whole time, Shaw was one of those guys that when he talks to you, he keeps hitting you in the arm. In impact, in impact, in impact. I'm like, dude, my arm's bruised by now, Shaw. You just freaking hit me like 14 times in the arm. But I mean, it's been a long time, B. And the reason I bring all this up is I want to thank you for the support you've always shown me and the endeavors that we get involved in. And thank you so much for that. And Kyle,
gotta believe in the proper bassin, man.
Thanks, dude. Thanks, man. And it's truly a gift to be able to do what we do here at Stray Cast. And Kyle, thank you for always being cool to us whenever we see you out on the road, man. I'm always like okay, that,
I appreciate
dude.
Appreciate you guys.
Yeah, man. And when I texted Brandon, I'm like, Brandon, I've been wanting to do a show with you and the Vandy Hammer. What do you think? And then I like 20 minutes later, in. Got a text. We're in. And I was like, cool. And it's been an honor to have you guys on and hear part of your story. And I'd like to hear more of it. And I look forward to hearing more about you guys on your podcast. So Bass Galaxy, give it
Thanks
up. Give it up for Kyle and Brandon. Yeah, they're buddies. People, let me tell you about the Bass Friends. Right there.
I'm always amazed at your vocal abilities.
Thanks. I'm a songbird of my generation. Name a song. Do it. Come on, Brandon. That's what I'm saying. You're always windy, but name a song. Do it like a song from my generation.
Oh, name a song. Oh.
Yeah, and I'll sing it. And I can sing it. I'll sing anything. I'm like JoJo the Circus Monkey. Come on.
Wind me up.
Give me a song.
I'm just going to give you like a good old karaoke one. How about some Don't Stop Believing?
Okay. Don't stop believing. Hold on to that feeling. Brandon, Palenik, and Kyle. I didn't get the last note, but anyway, you got the point.
It even almost had a little Hispanic twist in
there. It was actually French. I was
amazing.
Thank you very much.
Man of many talents.
Thank you. Andrew Ellenberger, our producer here, the Ginger Ninja. I think we have to give away prizes before we go. And I don't know if you guys know this, but you guys are giving away a special Kyle Brandon best friend Bass Galaxy super mega hella package.
But I'm excited.
Yeah, heck yeah, you guys are giving it away. I don't know what the prize is. You're picking something and you're sending it to, and Tiff's gonna send it out maybe. It's like Eddie Murphy's in line. He's like, hey, you're right. Buying me a sandwich. If that's sea bass, he's buying. Or no, that was Dumb and Dumber. But anyway, if that's sea bass, he's buying. So I don't know, Andy. I don't know if you have it or on the rando mando, but the can you text those guys a winner on their cellular device? And what do you think you guys want to give the winner? What do you want to give this lucky winner of this prize?
I'm not ready to give up my pen that you gave me yet.
Oh, do you still have the Naked Lady pen?
Yeah.
You do? Does he have it, Kyle?
I don't have it with me, but I still have it. I think it's in my office.
I'm honored that you have that on it. But, seriously, that Naked Lady pen was so special to me, and I gave it to you.
I've never seen another pen like it.
Dude, you turn it
and
upside down.
I've never
down
met
in
another
her
person that's ever had one.
Dude, she has the best boobies, and you turn it upside down. It's like titties and dragons. It's the best,
Kyle. Do they actually show?
They do. What?
I don't remember.
I'm going to go find this pen.
Dude. Go turn it upside down. Her dress disappeared.
I had a pen. Apparently, I had a pen.
He's a creative filmmaker.
All right. So am I announcing this winner?
Yeah, you're going to announce the winner. And you got, what are you? I mean, you guys have to pick something from your personal collection. It could be anything from the trailer. You could send them a spatula if you want. Like,
A spatula
or a signed Arashi Glide. Glide.
I have to announce, I'm going to announce this now.
No, but make it special.
Okay.
All right. And Kyle, help him.
Well, we are going to send something special to Andy Hunter, you are the winner of the unknown special BP Kyle Vandy Hammer Tiff extravaganza gift.
That's right.
I will announce one thing.
Brought to you by
Stray Cast. Yes. I will throw this into the prize. I will give Andy we only have six of these in the world, a $10.99 hat.
Whoa.
And I will steal a crankbait out of Brandon's boat and include that in the prize.
This is one of the best prizes ever. Vandy Hammer's throwing
you don't
in.
Don't want the crankbait, Andy. You don't want it.
Wait, oh, you're giving it to Andy, or you're giving it to the prize winner? Or wait, Andy Hunter won. Andy Hunter's his
Andy
name.
Hunter is the winner.
Andy Hunter's the winner. Okay, and you're sending it to Andy. You're stealing a crankbait and a $10.99 hat, and Brandon and Tiff are getting a special something for Andy Hunter as well.
Yeah, let us know. Have Andy write in to the Bass Stray Cast Galaxy.
Yeah. Send me the note. Send it to the Instagram or to Facebook. I'll see it, and then I'll get the information to Brandon.
We need an address, and we need a size.
Oh.
We need a shirt size.
Gotcha. Okay. Wow.
Send them some BMP merch.
I like it. That's a cool prize. Hey, Andy, text Kyle Vandy Hammer the special Straight Cast crankbait pack winner. Let him announce that. Okay, is that cool?
Can we go?
Yeah, because I like to wind a plug. I mean, I know
a few. Okay.
Yeah. And I'm gonna give
Pat,
away.
You want one of Vandy's secret plugs?
Well, I think I saw a picture of it, and I don't. I do want that. Yeah. Yeah, I do want that, actually, Vandy.
I'm definitely stealing it out of Brennan's.
It's awfully veiny, but I think I'll take it. Just for the studio here. Yes.
What color do you want? Bruised? bruised craw?
Do you have that color taint by any chance? It's not. It taint any
it
color.
Stock, honestly,
it's really not a color. It's just it taint a color at all. You have that one?
I'll send you a few of prototypes.
Yes. Different sizes is two to match the forage. Okay.
It's on your phone.
Oh, I know what I know. Oh, the winner's on your phone, Vandy. Oh,
it's on Hammer? Kyle's phone.
It's on Kyle Vandy Hammer's phone.
There you go.
All right. So
this is the winner. Okay. This is another, these crankbaits you don't want as much, but they're still awesome as Brandon and go ahead. I'm stealing
the winner of the Vandy Hammer edition of the Stray Cast drawing is Jason Corey.
Jason Corey. That's how you say it. Come on down. You're the next contestant on the Vandy Hammer.
That's an impressive one. I can imagine he's way more excited than BP merch.
Yeah.
Sorry about your bad luck, Jason.
All right, winners. Direct message this Stray Cast. That's Andy Hunter. And who was the last guy?
Jason Corey.
Another Andy Hunter and Jason Corey. Those are two first name guys.
How would you?
I would say Corey. Corrie.
Oh, that's Corey. French. It's Corey.
Corey.
Corey Le Chantant, c'est le printemps, Vandy Hammer.
That is impressive.
I don't know what he said, but I like it.
I speak 47 languages, dude. I mean, for real. I even make them up as I go. It's amazing. Hey, guys, we could do this forever. And Brandon, I'd like to, as we close the show, thank our mutual sponsor together, Alpha Angler. For making some cool sticks. I invented the rebound, not you.
El Presidente's fishing a derb tomorrow.
Yes, he sure is. He's in the Nipful tomorrow. And they're on Hartwell, as your friend Jordan couldn't make it tonight, by the way. Jordan Lee was going to be on, but him and Val Kilmer, they couldn't come on. But anyway, Hartwell, he's over at Hartwell. Boomer won some money last year, bud.
He did.
Yeah.
He did good in the old NPFL.
Yeah, he did. And they got some hammer dogs over there. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, but I got to be honest with you. And I think I'm going to call Duncan tomorrow and let him know that I don't understand why Vandy Hammer's not in the league. I mean, Vandy Hammer, if he was in the... I know Jake Boomer has flat out told me, thank God Vandy Hammer is not fishing the NPFL. He's flat out said
Unfortunately,
it.
They've banned me from driving a bass boat. So that's part of the reason, at least.
That's it.
Andy only fishes from the bank or the back of a boat. So.
It goes back to that arrest record, I think, is what it is. All right, we got to get out of here. See, we can do this
okay,
all night.
Okay, we're going to go down another rabbit hole.
Best Galaxy, give it up for Vandy Hammer and Palinik, the legends, the icons. Yes, thank you, guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, I'll see you guys at, I'm going to go to Pickwick. I'll see you guys at Pickwick. Are you going to be there,
as
Kyle?
As long as Tiff's not having the baby.
Oh, true.
Then yeah.
Well, goodness. Do you have a plane yet, Brandon? Do you have that much money where you can buy a plane?
Nope.
Well, Kyle has a plane.
Nope. Breaking even. You don't afford a plane when you're breaking even.
Pat, hear me out. Yeah. How rad would this be? Brandon has to leave for the tournament. Vandy Hammer steps in as a stunt double, fishes the derb, wins it.
I could see it.
Everybody's happy.
Oh, my God. It's passing history. And you know Bowman will let this happen. You know that.
I think all the anglers would vote yes to allow that.
100%. You know how you guys get those emails and stuff? You know? Last. Yeah. Yeah. They would 100% vote. They would even be like, let in Brower, Parker, Dance, Martin. All of them can fish on behalf of Brandon. That's how. And Vandy Hammer running the boat. Hammer on the trolling motor with legends in the boat. That's a thing. Hey, yeah. Guys,
well, I'm not even going to go down that road because we'll be here for another 30 minutes.
It's happening again. We're doing it.
Yep. Take us off, producer,
that's
right. Andy.
Hey, it was fun. And that's like fishing. The time goes by so quick, faster than anything we know. That and sex. All right. Hey.
Speak for yourself, Pat.
No, actually.
Talk to you later,
I'm practiced in the art. Hey, peace. Brandon Palinik. Andy Hammer, you guys are amazing. Andy, hang up on them. So I can close the show.
Okay. You hang up.
Okay. I don't know. No, you hang up. No, you
okay,
hang
I'll hang up.
No, you hang up, Brandon.
Okay.
No, you hang up, Kyle. There you go. Oh, my goodness gracious. Andy, that was fun. Jimmy, that was fun. Yeah, there we go. Hey, let's get out of here, Andy. What do you say? What do we got? What do you want to, what kind of music are we going to close with, Andy? What do you think? Where you at, Chinch? Oh, I like the island vibe. Goes with Girls on Rocks. Escaping Sharks. Not those kind of rocks.
Well, it's 420 day, man.
It is 420 day. Yes. That means that it's April 20th.
Yes.
Yes. So
thank goodness for that.
For those of you that celebrate this day, Rastafari, my friend. I and I is Nati Dread. Thank you, Ichikawa Fishing. Sims Fishing. For keeping us nice and toasty warm. Crestliner Boats helps us stay afloat. TH Marine, I don't know what I'd do without my jack plate. For real. Power poles? Imagine life before power poles. Sucked. It honestly sucked. Abu Garcia, your Xenons had me at Xenon. Berkeley Fishing, I don't know anything but Tri-Line. Half a Spot Official, if you have not downloaded the Half a Spot app, do it. Cool things happening. Telling you. Alpha Angler Fishing. Thank you for your love of the Straight Cast Show. KVD Line and Lure, we love you. Bite Me Tackle, Brad Zeller's over there. Got the lead out. Finest lead components in bassin. Amphibia Eye Gear, we throw shade with Amphibia. Impulse Lithium Batteries. Bill Wheedler, thanks. I got that lightness on my side. Tin Cup Whiskey, Luke Foley, Courtney. All you good people over at Tin Cup, thank you. Dan Bravarni, we love you and your swim jig. Omnia Fishing. Gosh dang it, son of a gun. That's where I shop. I'm Bear Renwick. This has been the Brandon Palinik, Kyle and Everlast episode of Stray Cast on a 420, on a Wednesday, of course. And we'll see you next week here, same bass time, same bass channel. I'm Bear Renwick. Peace. Oh, and Matt Robertson, be careful. Be careful. Don't hurt my son, Matt, Elite Anglers, when you wrestle. He's crazy. He's crazy. I'm out of here. Peace. See ya. Thank you. Love you all. Hello, everybody. I'm Bill Dance. No, just kidding. This is Pat. If you like what you heard, please subscribe to Stray Cast on iTunes and leave a review. Tell us what you think. Any feedback is greatly appreciated. Thanks for listening. Peace.